you know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Any up in savvy English?
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
I can see things no one else can see.
Weasley, I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything.
It's all in the reflexes.
Welcome to It's All in the Reflexes, a podcast all about the greatest movie ever made, John Carpenter's Big Trouble in Little China. I'm Luke, that's all you really need to know about me, but I'm a super fan of this movie, and that's why I started a fan page on Instagram at Bigger Trouble in Little China. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at Bigger Trouble in Little China. So let's get started, and welcome to It's All in the Reflexes.
Well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail.
So, yes, yeah, so then the music starts, and this is from John Carpenter, the music, and John Carpenter's singing, and that's the end. So on the commentary to this with John Carpenter and Kurt Russell, obviously, they're talking about if people like this movie, if Richter, W.D. Richter, liked it. John Carpenter said he couldn't really tell if he did or he didn't, but he kind of thought he did. They start talking about writing movies, how difficult it is when you sort of write a movie and don't direct it. And they sort of talking back about this time. I think they were talking back when John Carpenter was writing before this, you know, before even Halloween, and Kurt Russell had finished playing baseball, but he's actually started writing and had started reading the script. And just at that, when they were recording this commentary in the 2000, some people were interested, and he started reading the script they had written again, and it wasn't that good. But they start talking about that Kurt Russell had the idea for Gladiator. And so, yeah, so he was talking to John Carpenter. It's like, yeah, you had that great idea, talk about Gladiator. So that would have been interesting as Kurt Russell as the Gladiator. Would have loved to have seen that movie. They end up talking about lightning's hat almost catching fire, the explosions when it almost hit Kurt. But they also go back to the White Tiger scene where her name is just White Tiger, and she gets blown through the door. The stunt lady, it was supposed to be set up as a breakaway door, so these special doors that when it's hit, sort of breaks away and makes it less painful, and they hadn't fitted one in, and the lady just sort of hit it, and it didn't break, and she was like, no, I'm fine. And then sort of they start talking about backdraft the movie, and how difficult it was on that set, and they had to kind of let the fires get to a point where it looked really good. At one point, Kurt Russell just said he waited too long. So everyone else had gone and the camera started to melt or something, and he was stuck in this fire, so he had to kind of get his way out of the fire and keep moving forward. And what he had learned in sort of the training to be a firefighter sort of paid off. He just had to break a window and get out of this set that was on fire. And then when near they get to the end of the movie of Big Trouble in Little China, he says that the last scene that we're filming, nothing but Triple about to kiss or not kiss Gracie Law, they had filmed this really near the end, so it felt the way that they were filmed in real life was sort of the movie in the movie as well, with the story of like they had such a great time filming it and it was all going to be sort of over, and that everybody in all the actors kind of knew what kind of film they were on. You know, we're all kind of have a good sense of what this film was. And sometimes on movies, it's difficult to, if one of the main actors or one of the actors feels like they're in a different movie, and that just doesn't, it kind of brings the whole thing apart. And then they start talking about the song, John Carpenter singing on the song. And it was a long time that Kurt Russell has seen this movie, but he really kind of, when people get this movie, he says there's a cool breed of fans when they sort of people that come up and says big trouble in Little China. You know, what's all in the reflexes. So yeah, he describes, you know, he's a Big Trouble in Little China fan, and he loves when people do, that people get it. And, you know, there are some people that get this movie and there's some people aren't. And that is the end of the movie. And that is the end of the commentary. So remember, it's all in the reflexes.
If you want to contact me, email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Also go to patreon.com/biggertrouble or follow the link in the description of this episode, or go to Instagram and follow the link in my bio at biggertroubleinlittlechina. There's a lot of stuff on there for free. You don't have to pay. Just join Patreon. And that's not just for this podcast. It's for all the podcasts produced by Bigger Trouble Podcasts. There are so many and more to come. But if you do want to join, you can for just £1 plus VAT a month. And that gives you so much behind the scenes stuff, extra episodes, early access, photos, videos, and so much more. Please check it out. patreon.com/biggertrouble. If you want to contact me, DM me on Instagram or email me at biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. biggertroublepodcasts@yahoo.com. It would be great to hear from you. Please follow, rate, subscribe, and leave 5 stars on whatever platform you listen on.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
It's all in the reflexes.